Well, build my gallows and build them high. Makes a long time climbing before I die. I want the chance that's built in his eye. Well, he gave me balls, but I can see between to a dusty yard and a long gone green. They call that freedom, if you know what I mean. And I drown my sorrows, but the whiskey's gone.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Short Bangers. I'm Matty. This is episode 38. I think we did just check it before we came on, and I've forgotten already. 38, John?
38, Matthew.
Excellent. Right. So, joining me tonight, Colin, we'll start with you. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Pretty nervous about doing this. So,
fresh meat.
After that, I'm okay.
Short Bangers debut. Well, I'm sure you'll be fine. And also, John, how are you doing, John?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You're looking remarkably fresh as well for a new parent, I have to say.
I honestly think that I'm in some sort of mad honeymoon period where all the things that people told me just haven't come to pass yet. So yeah. I'm doing all right. Bairn's sleeping most of the way through the night. Getting like blocks before her sleep. Aye, so life's good.
We'll keep the noise down then, just in case. We'll try to wake her up.
Oh, she's on the boob now, so she's definitely happy.
Right, first question of the night comes from Liam. Liam asks, if our heads were rotated 100 degrees so they were backwards and our bodies stayed the same, what would life be like and what would be the hardest thing to do? I think even your pish would be the hardest thing. You'd have to sit down for a pee, yeah?
Mm. Would you walk forwards or backwards?
Well, that's a good point. You'd have to walk forwards because the mechanics of walking backwards would be...
No, but you can walk backwards, though. You can walk backwards and you can see where you're going. Half the part of walking backwards is...
Can you see?
Looking over your shoulder.
Aye.
So you'd probably walk backwards, but look forwards. Well, halfway forwards.
Hell. It's actually hard to read that, eh? You're right, because it would be easier to walk backwards than it would be to walk forwards and you'll be able to see. Do you think they design mirrors for you? Kind of like you're effectively have like your own wee wing mirrors or something. Do you know how when you have braces when you're wee, like if you've ever had braces and you get the wee head thing for putting on when you go to your bed? Do you ever have braces?
No.
Right.
Beautiful.
So, you have, aye. you get this... It's fucking horrific, by the way. You look like... Do you know when somebody's had a bad head injury? And they get a halo. Aye. It's like that. Can you strap to your head? And there's elastic bands come down to like a bit of metal that pokes out your mouth. It hooks into your braces, comes out your mouth, and then the elastic bands hook onto it. And
that's Did you have one of them?
I tried it once and I was like, fuck this.
I thought that was like exclusive to American orthodontics because I'd never ever seen or heard anyone here or anywhere else in the world having worn it. It was always one of those things that you saw in like teen movies in America or flashbacks to like the ugly duckling that got pretty.
Aye, well, one of the wee laddie's sisters in South Park has got one. But she wears it all the time, I think. But I only had it for nighttime. You went to put it on when you went to your bed, but.
I remember you with braces, but I can't remember. I wish I'd seen that. That would have been perfect.
Really good. You never went for a sleepover.
That's a challenging wank.
Fuck, an even more challenging blowjob.
Jesus.
Why? Can I ask, why would you need wing mirrors, though? Because you don't have wing mirrors now.
That's what I was going to ask, Colin.
If you walk forward, so what we're saying is,
right,
you'd either adapt and walk backwards, right? In which case, everyone's just doing the moonwalk. Okay, that's what it would look like, right? kicking about the place, all fucking chuffing themselves. Or you walk forward, but you'd need to have mirrors so you can see where you were going.
I think we're overthinking it. I think the hardest thing to do is either eat or drink.
Oh,
aye, that's a shout. Aye, I was
so
going to say
chucking the peanuts up and try to pick.
If you chucked them up, would you have to bend forward to try and catch them?
You would. You kind of, when you get the folks showed off, when they keep you up, isn't it? They do like two or three and then they ping it in the air and catch it on their back. That's what it'd be like when you chuck a peanut up. You'd be trying to...
And you'd be flicking it over the back like that, and your mouth's in there, eh? So you would have to effectively be coming that way, so you'd be trying to, you'd be dipping your head back.
But your arms aren't designed for it. Like, imagine trying to eat a lolly. You get ice cream or whatever. You'd be...
That's too hard. I think that's the answer. Are we looking for a straight answer?
I'm going to go for that as well.
I'm trying to remember the question.
Drinking would have to be done through straws. You couldn't. There's no other way to do it. Like, you couldn't be. You couldn't.
You'd
be
have to make it. You know those plastic, like really, really curly straws. I'd want
or
one of
the packs
or maybe
the
or two.
Can ones the runners wear? Aye,
or the caps. The caps with the two tins of beer. Just kick them out with the name. Good question.
Even that would be hard though, because your head would be facing the other way, so everything would be back to front. And if you were to get the wee drawstring,
you just
to
put the cap,
make it clap.
You just put the cap through that way. That's no fucking hard.
Aye, but would you not just be one of those like backwards cap wearing wankers if you did that? Like, I mean, does that equal out? Sorry, does that even out the fact that your head's backwards? Well, people know look at your head being backwards if your baseball cap's the right way around.
It's a different question. Well, got
it. Aye. Right. Thanks, Liam. Ray Forsyth was the next question. Said the club said that we're going to take a gamble on youngsters in the coming season. Who do you think will make the grade? Will Gullen break in the first team? What other youngsters from other clubs would you like brought in?
I couldn't fucking tell you. Fuck, I don't know who's elsewhere.
Aye. I think any young players for any teams, you can that. Even Hibs, I can. I kind of the ones that have made it to the bench, and a couple of the ones that have kind of been doing quite well in the development team this year, like Gary O'Connor's laddie and folk like that, but I couldn't tell you.
I don't know the pronunciation of his surname, but when we had
Smith
Harkis Consultancy Group on, they were talking about, he was talking about Yarrick Gyantes.
Gyantes.
I want to see him make the first team because he's got a brilliant name, and it'll open up doors in the Southeast Asian market. Sorry.
Nice. Yeah, the pressure Ross is going to be under at the start of the season, he's not really get young players in the team. So we kind of start adding targets in to get youth players in. But he needs to win every derby, every Old Firm game.
Every cup game.
The Champions League final, it's just no possibility to get youth into that.
Matt Reedy says, how far up do ball people go when they wash their face?
Well, I'd be better answering this one, eh?
Aye,
the 3S, I just go as far as where the hair stops.
But you have some hair there, though, eh? Like it's
yeah, it's choice. Oh, yeah. It's going further and further back, though, as you remember. I had a VV sort of hairline at the front.
Just did an album.
That. But it's now just a case of washing as far as it goes.
Just up
to where the hair starts. Yeah.
So you're saying, like, at this point, sort of here, you stop using soap and you start using shampoo?
Oh, we're in the shower. Are you talking about when we wash your face? I just thought the question was about washing your face. If I'm in the shower, I just use a shower gel over. But no, my legs. Mind that question you got asked a few weeks ago. I started doing the legs since because I thought, suck it. Wash my legs over.
I'll do day one.
Which one it was that said, I just let the soap run down. And I thought, that's what I did. But my wife's shaking her head in the ground. Like,
it's a mad
I tell her I was doing this daft one night and it was just stupid.
I didn't believe you. Good question as well. Right, the words, you have to openly attend a Scottish Tory party conference and perform a karaoke duet with Annie Wells. What song do you sing and why? And do you think Curvy Nisbet would spill his pot noodle during the performance? Right, so John, why have you got a pot noodle there in the first place? Right, before we go into what song you would sing, what are you doing at the Tory conference party with a pot noodle? By the way, how much would the council look down on you for that if you rocked up there with a pot noodle?
That's what I'm saying. That would just out me straight away as not being one of us. I don't think there's a Tory alive that's had a pot noodle in their puff.
Especially a Bombay bad boy, eh? I mean, that's like fucking...
Like, if... I don't know, who even makes pot noodles? Who's the... What's the brand? Or is the brand pot... No, it'd be like...
Oh, is it Kraft or something? No, but... Oh, fuck, that's a good question.
I don't think they're in the foie gras market, that's the thing.
No, I wouldn't
have Tories to be in pot noodles.
dehydrated foie gras. Just put a kettle over it. Get a couple of minutes, you're laughing.
Why would I have a pot noodle at the Tory party conference? Maybe it's a wee bit of a, do you know, it would be like a tongue-in-cheek check me mixing with the commoners. I eat like you, vote for me. That's why I'd be doing it.
Right. Did you ask who Annie Wells was?
I've just looked her up. She looks like she could be with that brace you're talking about. I don't know if it's the same boy asked the question. He's went for braces to Annie Wells because it's desperate.
Right, what you're singing
here is...
Is it a duet?
Aye. Can I thank you, Elton John, when they done with Kiki D and Mel Day? Did that one, eh?
Don't go breaking my heart.
Oh, aye, Sonny and Cher. The election again.
What John? Was it Sonny and Cher did? What was that song?
I don't like your sun go down on me. Oh, no, that was Elton John.
That was Elton John as well.
Aye.
Is Elton John the only man that's ever done a duet?
No.
Okay, what I could do. What was the one that Freddie Mercury did for the Barcelona Olympics in like 1992 or something?
He sang it with Barcelona.
Aye. Did he not sing that with a big opera singer?
Yeah.
Aye, that's what I would do.
What part? Freddie Mercury.
I'll do the other part.
I can't remember what I was singing. Like at the Tory party, you like to think it was something really fucking offensive that they pissed them off, but off the top of my head, I can't think of it. I'll already come back to that one. Random Dribbles said, exactly how many Mickles are there in a Muckle?
I don't know what a Mickle is. Or a Muckle.
Well,
15. 15, right. Kaiser Susie, I loved this question when it came through because you think, fucking hell, you can't answer this because it sounded like a cunt, right? What's your favourite natural disaster?
Favourite, is it a specific thing or is it just like, because I think volcanoes are quite spectacular.
So I think it has to be a specific one because, you're right, but because I thought you could probably have remember the Icelandic volcanic ash that grounded all the planes and that, because nobody died, and then can anybody go hurt with that? And I thought, well, that's got a PC safe one to do, which I don't think is really in the spirit of the...
Shitebag.
No. I'm going to go Pompeii then. Mind, there's a boy got caught wanking, and he's still in the shape of having a wank. What better way to go? What better way to go?
What I hope happened, right, is that that wasn't what he was doing at all. He was just lying, but the first folk that found him were like, nobody else has seen it. Move his hand in. Like his neighbours walked in and thought, I hated that cunt. Just moved his hand. He's like, he's going to be known as Pompeii Wank Man for the rest of his days. What were you, John?
Chernobyl.
That was a natural. Aye, that was a natural.
Hang on. What?
And by
the
way,
how come
there was no superheroes after Chernobyl? How many you see like fucking a wee radioactive spider that bites Peter Parker? Suddenly can do what a spider can. Not one out of Chernobyl. Not one. So I'm beginning to think that the whole superhero thing might not actually be fucking true. I mean, I watched the whole, like, every one of the Avengers documentaries, and it looked reasonable enough, but I'm thinking now the evidence suggests that may be a wee bit far-fetched.
You're probably right.
Aye.
It wasn't a radioactive spider, though, was it? It was just a genetically engineered spider or something.
I'm sure it was radioactive. And then the Hulk, he was, like, blasted with fucking all sorts.
Aye, he was gamma rays, aye.
Aye. Gamma.
Are you thinking blowjob rays?
Yeah. Because we're eight.
So what? So we can only have fuck.
Because everything's an act of God. If you go down that line and say things are an act of God, then fucking everything's an act of God. I'm sure we've covered this before, that you kind of pick and choose. It's either all or nothing. No, just the really, really good stuff and no, just the really, really shit stuff.
You're probably thinking, I'm thinking hurricanes, tornadoes, tsunamis, volcanoes, what else? It's probably more than that, eh?
Oh, God, I really like the radiation floods. Theme, though. Can I go Fukushima, the tsunami over there?
You can have that one because that was
just because it's totally fucked. Like it's as fucked as Chernobyl, but everyone's like, "Aye, it's fine. Just pump that radioactive water into the ocean; it'll be fine." And it will absolutely not be fine.
I like to. Well, I'll go for the famine. If you got you got concerts out of that, so again, some of the best concerts that have happened.
Or the Big Acts together.
Aye, all together, and you think there was like before Tea in the Park and everything like that, and everybody remembers it. So that's what one I'll pick.
Which one did you go for?
Famine. Fucking hell, right. Alistair Taylor said, which cartoon character was cooler, Touché Turtle or Marine Boy? So I can't mind Marine Boy. I remember Touché Turtle with his wee fucking sword on that, so I'm going to have to plump for him.
I can't remember either, so is that the one?
Aye, I'm going to have to go for the turtle and I'm going to Google Marine Boy. Is he like Pound Stretcher version of Aquaman?
Aye, sounds like it, eh? He'd be a wee prick at school. You think Touché Turtle would probably be kind of decent. He was up for a bit of adventure. A bit Marine Boy.
Were these ITV ones? Because I don't remember them. I used to watch BBC.
Touché Turtle might have, because he might have been on Cartoon Cavalcade, but I don't think it was. Maybe a Saturday morning one or something. I can definitely remember watching it. BBC Two, maybe calling when CBeebies was in the or CBBC.
Yeah.
Very good.
Marine Boy sounds like the kind of guy at your school that would tell you that he was like a world champion swimmer, but he struggled to do the 25 metres with his armbands.
Aye, that's it. That's it. So we're definitely going with a turtle. Right, and then also Alistair Taylor, how long is a piece of string?
What's it say in the packet?
15. Like what's the longest bit of string you've ever seen?
That's a question.
Again.
Problem with that question is that you never really take notice of a bit of string. It's actually really annoying.
But you might have just seen it and went, that's a long bit of string. But you didn't get the fucking measuring tape.
Aye. Or you probably wouldn't have appreciated the significance of it. You know, when you saw it, you were a clock that maybe went, like you say, that's a long bit of string.
He's got to ask a question about that at some point.
Aye, at some point that might come up in a fucking stupid podcast.
I reckon. Because the universe works in mysterious ways, that one of us, or one of our listeners is going to come across a big bit of string in the next 3 weeks, and they're going to send us a picture of it.
Alex will have string because he's a joiner, like he's bound to have fucking.
Aye, doesn't he sound like a cowboy joiner though? What's he going to be doing with a bit of string?
Handy for stuff, isn't it? Do you know, like for marking stuff out and that?
I was going to say the longest bit of string I can think that I've seen, I don't even imagine it. Is the side of like a football or a rugby pitch, given where they're going to mark the line.
Aye.
And they pin it to keep it straight and it's on the.
Aye.
That's, I don't know, that would depend on the size of the pitch, wouldn't it?
So.
110 metres long?
But assuming the biggest football pitches have them, the same thing for marking it out, then that's probably your longest because nobody's marking anything longer than a football pitch, I wouldn't think. Unless
somebody building a house. No, even that. A house isn't that big. Yeah.
What?
Who's to you of it?
That's quite big, right?
Do you know when
you build it? So.
When you get meat and it's got the string around it,
aye.
If you get like a roast or whatever, that's always deceptively long because it doesn't look like it's going to be that long, but fucking there's always tons of it.
But is that one bit of string? Is it one continuous length of string?
Sometimes.
Or is that many parts?
Sometimes it's like elasticy stuff. Like it's no proper string, but then other times you get it and it's like, just fucking string.
Aye.
Anyway, good. I was going to say good question, but come on. Right. Charlie said, as you know, I co-host the Strong Opinion Hibs podcast. What's your strong opinion about Hibs? John, start with you. Or you want to come in, Colin?
Oh, I'm thinking about saying something. I don't think if I should.
Is it funny?
Nah.
Get your strong opinion out, Colin.
I always think like the temptation here is to go proper extreme, right? And you'd have to kind of clarify it specifically and set up and say, this is not my opinion. I do not believe this thing at all. But it would be funny if this was the opinion that I came out with. And then you say something like, women shouldn't play football, or you know. Something like that, right? Something ridiculous. It was just a strong opinion, but would get you into bother. And like I say, I didn't hold that opinion. Strong opinion on Hibs would be, Oh, fucking hell.
I'm going to say this one, it might lose you some viewers, it's our listeners, whatever. I think we have a minority of a fan base that is toxic.
I would agree with that. I think probably every club has, though, to be fair, but we definitely do. Yeah, it's got a good strong opinion, to be fair. Definitely folk who would rather destroy than build.
Yeah, but look at HSL for one example. I got talked down.
Aye.
And it was a small group of people made enough noise about it to put other people off it for it to effectively fail.
Aye. Did
and look at what they're doing to the manager just now as well. So.
Oh, well, here's my strong opinion, a controversial one. Arts fans are better than bit in their hand in their fucking pocket to support the club than Hibs fans. On that same token. John,
I'd put a thing on Hibs.net the other day when I got fed up with the accepting mediocrity line just one too many times, and I got the keyboard out, fuck it, started typing away. And one of the things I was going to put in that I didn't put in because it aligns perfectly with what you just said, Matty. There was upwards of 100,000 people out on Leith Walk following the Scottish Cup final win.
Yes.
You know, they were taking part in the parade, but our average attendance in 2019-2020 was about 16,500. Capacity is 20,000, and over the course of the season, a couple of rough calculations, that's £1 million in lost revenue because we can't fill the stadium, but there was 100,000 people out. Things like you talked about the HSL did, and it was about like chucking an extra 20 quid in like the match ticket or a couple of beers or whatever.
I think
they were trying to raise 100 grand or something. I don't know what the final figure was, but it fell short at 100 grand.
It's about half of that, I think.
And people want success, and I know that like season tickets are the biggest way to do that, but there's other ways, I think, to support the club financially. But at the same time, I'm one of those people who thinks, how much does the individual fan have to contribute themselves? But yeah, it's you're caught between a rock and a hard place because you need to generate income, but you can't generate the income in order to become more successful. In order to become more successful, you need to generate more income. So where do they all kind of tie in? And do you know what? It wouldn't hurt to just put bums on seats, buy tickets, go to the game. Whether it's a season ticket or an individual ticket, if the average attendance was 6,500, there's 3,500 tickets going begging.
Aye, fair dues.
All right, just things like that.
Hope those opinions were strong enough.
You never asked me what mine was.
I thought that was yours.
No, that's just
yours.
I was.
All right, you just
elaborated on yours. Aye.
Right.
My strong opinion is that if a manager signs a 3.5-year deal, that's set in stone. He gets the opportunity to deliver a 3.5-year plan, if you like. None of this signing 2.5, 3.5, 4-year deals, whatever, and seeing 18 months.
Right. What about Terry Butcher?
I know. But.
No, but surely relegation means that that's one of your get out clauses.
Aye. So unless you get relegated, aye. Or you're a big fucking Tory prick like him.
Because I had a look as well, just sorry, I know this is kind of going off topic a wee bit, but I had a look the other day, but in my lifetime, so I've been alive for 30 years, 39 come December, and we've had 18 managers in that time. And that doesn't equate to a hell of a lot of time for a manager to deliver the silverware that some elements of support demand instantly.
Well, we all want it, don't we? But right, Espresso asked, here's a scenario. Finish second stroke third for the next decade and qualify for group stages of Euro competition, or mixed league positions but win 6 cups in the same period.
The cups guaranteed?
Cups are guaranteed.
I'll take the cups.
Job?
Do you know that you're going to win the cups?
Well, so it's the decade, and you're going to win 6 cups within that decade. So no, you didn't ken. Unless you didn't win the last one until the last cup competition of that decade, and then you've got a pretty safe bet.
You take the trophies.
Aye, of course you would
take the trophies. The only thing I would caveat that with is if you know you're going to win them, it's not quite the same spontaneous celebration.
No.
In fact, it's not anything like a spontaneous celebration. You'd probably not turn up if you knew you were going to win.
Well, we thought we were going to win on last Saturday. And
still be watching the shape myself. I'd still be hanging
on. Could go wrong. Right, Alex, is there a noticeable difference between a nuke and a cranny? Right, John, here's one for you, right? Talk about coincidences. Remember, we're having this conversation about, is there such a thing as coincidence? Can't remember who asked that question, right? But
Mike B.
We were, so, in the car on, it was just yesterday, in fact, when the question came in. Go to Glen North, I said, take Josh to his work. And there's a sign for, as you come up towards Glen North, there's a roundabout, and you can turn right and you can go into Glen North, or a way up to Leaven, or you can go straight on and can head to Glen North that way. And the sign says East Nuke, right? N-E-U-K, right? And I said to Jane, what does nuke mean? Do you know, like, what's the actual definition of it? We had a kind of rough idea. So it's kind of Googled nuke definition, and it's corner, right? And it's right, because if you look at the shape of Fife, it goes in the corner, right? East Nuke. So you go, oh, that's fine. And we said, she said, I think it's like a nuke and cranny, right? Which, although it's spelt different, similar thing, right? Which is what the nuke and the nuke and cranny means. But we're having that conversation, and literally I parked the car, so it was a couple of minutes after that, parked the car to get drop Josh off. We're waiting for a few minutes to check my phone, and that's the question that's come through. So Alex has texted us on Twitter, what's the difference between a nuke and a cranny at the exact moment, more or less, that we are discussing what a fucking nuke is? That's a coincidence, you see. So it's not fated or anything like that. It's just fucking two completely separate incidents that just coincided at the exact right moment.
What I would ask is, because Alex stays near you, doesn't he?
No.
No?
No.
I thought you said he stays near you.
He stays near my sister-in-law.
Ah, right, okay. Where does your sister-in-law stay?
None of your business, you creepy fuck.
But is it over in Fife?
No, it's not. It's in Northfield in Edinburgh.
Oh, shit. Oh, well, that's
it's not that bad. Kind of, like, I could do something about it there, but it's not. Shit was a bit harsh.
Because what I was going to say was, under the mistaken impression that Alex stayed over in Dunfermline near you, and with him being a joiner and being out and doing quotes and doing jobs and whatnot, what are the chances that he had passed that same sign, got the idea for the question, and then later rattled off the tweet? That would make it less of a coincidence, I think.
It would still be a coincidence that we'd been on the same road and had the same thought.
Aye.
But yes, it would be marginally less of a coincidence. But anyway,
how do you measure a coincidence, like the strength or weakness of it?
You get, obviously, the bit of string that you've got. It's however long that is.
Depends what cutty beat you've had at the weekend.
Aye. So a nuke and a cranny, do you know the difference between them?
Well, I think the nuke's a corner or something, is it not?
Aye. Do you care what a cranny is?
No.
It's your dad's mum. I could tee that one up, right? A cranny is, I think, was like a wee cupboard or something like that, I think.
Aye, the boy, what's his name? The Roman emperor dude, Calgicus. He answered that, I think. He gave a proper definition.
Right, I've no bookmarked that, I don't think.
You and your spelling and your bookmarks and you're not being able to remember the episode number.
Yep. I'm fucking hopeless. Right, Alex.
What's also a nuke, a corner, what? What's just corner anything?
Aye.
It?
Yeah.
Is it an old Scottish word?
I think when they figured out how to split the atom, that was when it, because then they had the types of bombs and that they were named after.
So
it.
Nukes and crannies didn't exist before they split the atom, is that what you're saying?
That's it. They figured that out. They needed something, because they made the bombs, and they needed somewhere to hide them for the bad folk. They're like, fuck, we've made these big bombs, we'll hide them. Where will we put them? These corners and crevices. We need to call them something. Nooks and crannies. There you go, and that's how it happened.
I can just think of it. What was the name of the place they did the atomic bomb test? Was it Los Alamos?
Holbeth. You talking about America out in the Nevada desert or wherever it was?
Aye, was it Los Alamos? I was just thinking it was maybe, like, there's maybe a sign out there saying twinned with Liverpool bit.
There's a, did you see the last Indiana Jones movie?
Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Aye. That's
true story. I got fed up. I got so fed up with that film, I ended up having a wank midway through. Oh, shit.
Was that
the
bit with the monks?
Ray Winston.
It's a terrible movie. Like, I love Indiana Jones. Like, for all growing up, Indiana Jones was up there with Star Wars as my favourite movies, and that one was pish. But it starts off with the testing the bombs, isn't it? And he kind of shuts himself in a fridge and gets blown across the fucking desert. Ridiculous. Even right from the start, it was pish.
I refuse... I know the name of it, obviously, but I refuse to acknowledge that that is greater than a Indiana Jones trilogy.
Yeah, I would go along with that. They're making a new one. In fact, like Harrison Ford's something like 130 now.
Aye.
And they're still going to put him in it. Anyway.
Do you think he'll maybe be like a dad to someone else? Like Sean Connery was.
Oh, right. I think
he'd be like Rocky coaching the laddie. Aye.
Probably. I'm going to teach you how to be an archaeologist. Oh, for fuck's sake. Right? That's fun. It's fun, honest. Who the fuck would I do that?
Do you think there'll ever be a point in human history where there'll be nothing left to dig up?
Nah.
Like, do you think we'll always be finding civilizations and tombs and, I don't know, sacrificial sites and whatnot?
Well, for as long as there's an opportunity to make somebody look like they're having a stone wank. Then... Do you remember the cartoon when you were wee about the old couple that and the nuclear explosion? What was that? When the Wind Blows or something it was called?
You've talked about this about three or four times in recent short bands.
Have I? Fucking why must I think of it? It was done like the Snowman, like Raymond Briggs, that kind of animation.
Was that because we were really same age, obviously? Was that at the time of like the height of the Cold War and all that? Like,
I'm sure we'd have watched it in Modern Studies, Colin.
Probably. When
Boys in the Hood, wasn't it? Alex again says, if a cocktail sausage is wrapped in bits of bacon is known as pigs in blankets, what should we name my new invention, which is chips individually wrapped in doner kebab meat?
So
I didn't call them pigs in blankets. So.
They're fucking kilted sausages.
Sausages.
I really hate that Americanism. Get it to fuck. It's a kilted sausage.
Right.
But that's my strong opinion about herbs.
I scrapped the other one.
I'll edit that out.
Just put that big beep through it that you did for the recast app.
Go and watch. I can see only a handful of folk have gone and watched 100 free credits. Go and fucking watch the advert, you pricks. What would you call a chip wrapped individually in doner kebab meat then, if you can't have a kilted sausage, kilted chip? Or what's a... you would need to go for the national dress, turkey. Thinking about that. John, you're knowledgeable with stuff like this. What's the national dress of turkey?
It is. I think if I remember rightly, it's a wee bit like the Swiss, you know, the Swiss Guard outside the Vatican.
Sage and onion stuffing, mate.
Fuck off.
Was it a chip? And chips and the kebab meat around it.
Yeah.
Carbon llama? No. No. Go away, I was going to do the carbonara route. It's a carbon llama.
Carbon llama, yes. You could have that.
I don't know. Too hard. I need advance notice if I'm going to ask stuff like this.
Well, I'll go for I was going to say spudgy like, yeah. That's... it would be nice. Right, Mikey Stewart says, what's the best biscuit to dip in your tea?
I've not had one for ages. It's a Foxy's biscuit, like it's like an oat crumble or something like that, oat something or other, like that. Just in tea. Wouldn't it in coffee? Does anybody dip any in coffee?
Chips and kebabs.
I'll dip pretty much anything and anything.
That leads us on to our next question, John. If you were arrested with no explanation, what would your friends and family assume you'd done?
Definitely been dipping.
We'll come back to that one. Right? What's your biscuit of choice for dunking in your tea?
Foxy's Classic, because I'm a big snobby bastard.
Like a full chocolate biscuit and a cup of tea.
Aye.
Aye.
But then also like tanning an entire packet of custard creams or bourbons. Which, do you know what? There's no end to the biscuit. I'm actually not a snob. I'll put anything in a cup of tea.
Right, a bourbon biscuit, right, if you cover it in chocolate, it's a penguin.
Aye.
That revelation was made to me yesterday.
Is it? I didn't even think of that.
No, an actual penguin, obviously. But,
like a biscuit penguin.
Aye, the biscuit penguin.
It's a penguin in the same way that a twirl is just a chocolate-covered flake.
Aye.
When you think about it. Aye.
Twirls are magic.
I think it is, though. Nah, because a flake's more crumbly than a twirl.
But it's only because it'll cut the protection of the chocolate shell.
I think that's what it is. It'll make it solidify it.
I think if you got it naked, it would crumble. Right,
so it's like a wee chocolate cocoon for the twirl. the flake.
I like this action. right, so...
Did you answer that?
I like Dunkin' biscuits and tea.
Shy bag. Why not?
I like Dunkin', like what you said, full chocolate biscuit, but I would go with like a digestive or a rich tea or a hobnob. Oh, but my favourite is that the Foxy's.
Chocolate digestive.
I'd go chocolate digestive. I'd say that. They're a nightmare. I was off sick like, 2 years ago for a few weeks and they were on offer at Tesco, fucking hell, every day. Packet of chocolate digestives and about 3 or 4 cups of tea just watching shouting the telly. Chocolate digestives. Yeah.
Aye, I like biscuits without dunking them in tea, like I just as they're meant to be, and then I like my tea without crumbs in it. So because of those two reasons, I go, I'm not fucking dunking a biscuit in this cup of tea.
I'm very cautious in it. I don't like the crumbs. Like I agree with that. But
I didn't mind it. You ever got a caramel log? In fact, I'm asking the wrong voice, but sometimes if I've got a caramel log, you know, you get like the wee toasted coconut bits. After I've finished it, I'll just toss the wee coconutty bits into my tea or coffee or whatever I'm drinking.
Of course.
Huh?
Oh no!
Right.
Oh, no.
See,
they're bad floaters. It's all right. It's not like I'm offering them around. Like here, you fancy a bit of my coconut?
Do you chuck the wrappers at other members of your family when you've had like a caramel wafer or something like that? Do you know, like with the foil wrappers? There was something that happened quite frequently in my house when I was wee. I think that's something that doesn't happen in my house now.
That's because you weren't allowed to watch Die Hard.
Aye, that's true. Because
you just express your violence in other ways.
You could be sitting just watching the telly, minding your own business, and the next thing, just scudded in the heat with a wee rolled up wrapper. Yeah. Normally, the pretense of chucking it for the cat. Oh, I was chucking it for the cat to try and can entertain it. No, you fucking won me. It's pinging at me. Might start that. I might bring that back to the household.
Right, no, I've never stopped, mate. I still do it. Go to the mother-in-law's on a Saturday. She put the biscuit soup, caramel wafers, caramel logs, roll up Kit Kats. It's the other one. Good for it. Aye.
Superb.
See if you put it in the bin. Whoever catches it. Surreal.
Right. If you were arrested with no explanation, what would your friends and family assume you had done? I would get in trouble for probably having said something on here. Do you know? Something like, kid, I'd accuse a Hibs goalie of doing something that they hadn't done, rather than
former.
Last night, former.
It doesn't matter if they're former keepers.
If they're former keepers,
and the boy was a crook. Like he wasn't an alleged crook, he was a crook.
Aye, so then it's all right to say it. But if you just go, okay, if I said, Gary McKay, Gary Locke likes folk pissing on him, right? If I said that, so I don't care if that's true, it could well be, might not be. But if it was not true and I said that in all seriousness, then I could get into trouble for it. So that's what I think. So who knows if Gary Locke likes the golden showers and that chocolate. What he does in his spare time, it's up to him, even if he does like it. Nobody's judging him.
We're not saying anything, we're just letting you walk yourself.
Stop digging.
So, anyway, that's what my family would think I had done. I'll use that as an example, obviously. I'm not saying whether he does like that or not. I don't know. I have no way of knowing. What were you, John?
I don't know. I've got enough mates that listen to this, so I wonder if I can bounce the question back to them and tweet them afterwards.
Right.
Does that work? I know it doesn't work for the purposes of this show.
How long have we got? What were you called?
Well, I think, despite... Right, so I think maybe it would be some kind of driving offence. Even though I've not got any points or anything like that, my dad, the car I've got now, when I'm getting too near somebody, starts beeping with the brake thing, telling me to brake and that. So, never had any points. Only crashed one car properly. So I think I've got a bit of perception hanging about me and the family that it's I'm reckless. I think that would be it.
John, you want to come in?
I'm reluctant to say murder. I think that's what it would be.
It's quite an extreme one, isn't it?
John,
we lifted last night. Was it murder?
I'm not an angry person, but I do hold on to bitterness for far too long. Like, for example, I realised the other day that it's been 7 years since I last spoke to my mother. Like, I will hold a grudge.
You'll have. What's the shittiest thing? The shoplift?
I can't talk about shoplifting in here because I'm employed, fully employed in any shoplift.
Theoretically, a hypothetical situation where there was, you know,
the shittiest thing in value or the shittiest thing.
Either. Like, who was it? Was it Richard Madeley that chored the wine? Or no, it was the hickey did Anthony World Thompson as well, the chef. He was
putting stuff through the self service, wasn't he?
There was a policeman.
He was getting foie gras putting it through his half a dozen eggs.
A policeman he lost his job because he was putting through things as grapes. I mean, what was
that's
it?
Right. It wasn't even like
a telly or something. Imagine fucking losing your job for that.
There was a boy in down south, I'm sure.
Definitely was.
The boy down loads south who was dodging train fares. He had some sort of scam and he'd saved, I can't remember if it was like $2,000 or $20,000 over a period of months and years.
But $30,000,
I think it was, wasn't it? Aye, so he was an FCA registered person. They got it taken
was
up.
He?
Yeah. I can't remember exactly what position he was. But I had that taken off him because he was now, it's not a fit and proper person, but you'll know the terminology that I'm referring to.
Aye. Imagine doing that. Like, you get.
And the boy was minted. Like, it's not like he couldn't afford the train fare.
It must be the thrill.
That's a really shite thing. Like, oh, I'm fucking my train fare.
Walking out of the supermarket and at Disney Beach.
And saying that, I don't know if you boys ever get the train or that, but see if I ever go for Livy to Edinburgh Waverley and there's no conductor and there's no barriers at the other end, you do feel like you've got one up on the man.
On the man. I had a mate who was right at the trains there, but then he died doing what he loved. He was chuffed to bits.
Fuck, I'll shake my head as soon as you start talking.
Yeah, you can't, it's coming in.
Right. There's probably people listening to this, I've never heard of the concept of steam trains.
Trains still chuff even though they're all steam powered.
No, they did it.
It's electric, I don't know.
Well, he was an old man and it happened.
He's an old man.
Right, Vinny Two Times said, who's currently the most handsome manager in Scottish football? Jack Ross, Jim Goodwin, or Dick Campbell?
Is that a choice, or can we pick somebody else?
I think you can pick who you want, to be fair.
Can you think of the manager? The boss has been sacked recently, don't know.
Everybody lost their job. So, John, you're scratching your chin there. You're having a good old think.
It's definitely no, I'm just working my way down the league table. It's no Gerrard, Celtic, or managerless.
Yep.
Stephen Klass isn't a bad looking boy. Like, he's, for him having been away from Scottish football and that for a while and been over in America, he's come back and he looks like he's like Scottish football's Jamie Redknapp. Like, how the fuck does that cunt stay in shape?
Jamie Redknapp?
Aye. How does he not look like his dad?
I know, or his man, because his man's not even captain either. He ain't used to the looks. That's when you had that conversation recently. Now, does he look like that when you look at his mum and dad?
I'm going to say Callum Davidson, no, because I think it's true, but just because I think if we compliment him, he might come and take over us after Jack Ross goes, and then we can win some fucking cups. So, right, we'll move on for that. We're already caring enough about the managers that are out there. Kaiser Sozi, right, what's the most offensive thing someone has said or done to you, like really made you go internally outraged?
Internally,
Because you're
easily offended.
You're both married, right? There must be sad.
I do. Was it I do?
I was thinking earlier.
She's downstairs and she's feeding the bairn. Hopefully she can't hear me, but the wife's brilliant, great cook. In spite of the fact that she's a great cook, her timings for making stuff are fucking horrible. Like, stuff is never ready all at the right time. Do you ever watch like a cookery program or that, and they're talking about like, yeah, you've maybe got different things. One of them takes half an hour, one of them takes an hour and a half, so you need to kind of juggle things about. Absolutely fucking hopeless at it. And it does my tits.
Right, what's that got to do with her job? There's a story of that. I'm glad you know this.
That's my internal outrage. I'm offended by it. Our timing of cooking things offends me.
It's hard to, like you say, I'm not easy offended, and hard to believe, but I didn't get that many insults directed at me. There was an old job that I did, there was a woman who didn't get on with, I don't care why I didn't fucking get on with anyway, right, but she definitely did not get on with me. And we were trying to push through a change to our working pattern, right, we'd done all the maths on it and everything, right, said me and this other boy had worked out, so if we did 4 days instead of five, we did it longer, this is the extra work that we could get out of everybody, right, modelled it all, it was all sound right, kind of tested it, stress tested it, went to say we're going to do it. Can't do it. It doesn't work. So there's a bit of to and fro in it anyway. She got up to the point where she was going to take another job in the business. And so we're like, well, we're going to do this then because it's nobody there to stop us. So we put together the email and sent it on and got this email back from her. So even though she was gone, she still tried to fucking spoil things. But the stuff was like, it was... as if we were fucking idiots. Like, who's going to look at this objectively to see if it's working? Who's tested to see if this would work? Who's like, it's all these like kind of really fucking Billy basic things. And that was fucking offensive because she was wrong on every single fucking point. But then we did it anyway and proved her wrong. So fuck you.
When she replied, did she copy in every manager?
Every cunt. Of course, it wasn't just back to me, no.
That may be just my one sort of rule in life, like never ever do that to me unless you are absolutely 100% correct beyond all reasonable doubt. Do not copy in managers when you're trying to pull me up about something.
That's fair. Shake back
because that'll more than likely cause me to kill you. that'll be what it is. Like, John's been arrested. What for? Some cunt sent him an email at working cop in his boss.
Replied to all of them.
Bastards. that's probably been the thing that I got most annoyed about. It wasn't particularly offensive, but I was raging for ages. But that's probably the angriest email I've ever replied to as well.
Was it full on like single finger mashing the keyboard?
Bang, bang, bang like that. Took it with 4 goes because you have to delete all the swearing for your first go and then try again and then And then you can't just reply, you have to reply but also double down on the dig back. So it's very childish. I'm not proud of myself for that. I'm not proud of myself. Colin, what about you?
I didn't get offended at things you're probably meant to get offended at. So I'm just like, it's all stupid things. Like, I would be coming out with, and you see it now in the world like today, and you'd think, what the fuck did you get offended or why were you outraged at that? Like, somebody tooting the horn at you.
Aye.
When they shouldn't, or somebody picking the wrong lane at Sheriff Hall when they're coming up for fucking Nidrey up to Bonnerig and you're in the wrong lane, they're cutting across the front of you and that. Getting stupid things like that, but no, actually, somebody actually saying something to offend me. I just didn't really get
I tend to find it funny. Do you know what I find it difficult to be offended if somebody insulted me, but the insult was amusing. I'd be tempted to just fucking kick my fair play. I agree with that, yeah. All right, 150k in Hanlon Hill. Is it fair to say the Dalmatian dogs look like stuck-up bastards, like a monocle wouldn't look out of place in its smug bastard and pus? Dalmatians, are they the most stuck-up dogs? or are there worse ones?
Border Terriers have got a wee area superiority about them as well, in spite of their size.
Tories, that's why, the Borders.
I never thought of them like that.
Well, now you will. You'll like them even less.
West Highland Terriers as well. They're quite snobby. Or maybe it's just the people that buy them. Maybe they're actually really sound.
You
get lumbered with shitey owners.
Imagine that. Imagine like when they realise everybody thinks I'm a cunt and it's his fault. I used to like you. You give me biscuits and that, but... Aye.
Do you think... Who would be the Doug or Dougs that you could picture shopping in Jenners and or cutting about in Pringle jumpers?
What's the kind of big hairy ones? So there's like the red setter. Is it red setters? Like they're quite big.
Yeah, yeah.
Long hair. But then what's the other one? Like an Afghan hound or something like that. They're big, long haired, posh looking buggers as well.
Aye.
I'm sure. So those would be the ones that would be kicking about Jenners.
Driving Range Rovers wearing Pringles.
Although they wouldn't now because they know JD Sports owns them. Or what's his face? Mike.
Aye,
you know one Jenners now?
Aye.
I think that's just going to make it a big. Is it going to be a massive Sports Direct on Princess Street?
Imagine trying to go to Niles and that. They're off with their t-shirts and stuff, fucking tripping over stuff.
A massive Jenners mug. Mike said, why does Ron Seal Fence Paint say one coat in 5 years sustainability? This is a feckin' lie. Also, Mr. Miyagi told us to paint fence. I have, and I'm not a karate expert, just sore. What product have you bought to find it's just marketing lies? Right, I'll only use the 10X Super Mop because I've talked about that before and that was a fucking bastard, but there are other examples.
...48-hour antiperspirant spray.
That's a good shout, by the way.
What's the point?
There's no washing in the 48 hours.
Exactly.
Aye. Right. Aye, good shout. Colin?
Oh, no, hang on. I'm just looking at my can of L'Oreal Men Expert here. Absorbing antiperspirant, 96 hours.
96 hours?
What's that? 4 days?
4 days,
man. 4 days and you're not having a wash. Because your magnesium absorbing system is working to maximum
capacity. If you're an army or something. If you're an army and you're doing manoeuvres.
The enemy would smell you coming.
Phone Craig. phone Craig, ask him.
Full squadron. 400 miles that
way. Africa.
I got... I'm really bad with hangovers. Right? I just puke. I just spew with hangovers. And... Boots for a wee while sell. I don't care if it's a loop, it's sold like it's a hangover remedy thing meant for the next day to stop you being sick and getting a sore head and everything. So I got that. That was pish. I did not work in the slightest, or even a fucking hint of working. That was probably the worst thing. I was the most annoyed because I felt really bad and I was looking forward to no feeling bad by taking this powdery stuff. It was rank and it didn't work and I was annoyed. Sure, waterproof stuff one time that fucking wasn't waterproof as well. That annoyed me.
What's your go-to hangover cure?
Iron brew. If you get to make these breakfast, that's a sausage and egg muffin, or better, a double sausage and egg muffin, hash brown, a coffee, and then get some iron brew, don't you? That sorts you out.
I've just got to sleep with a hangover. I can't do it, can I? If I've got a proper bad one, it's just a let me quiet corner somewhere. That's what I need. Can you face anything?
If I know I'm going to have a heavy night, I prep for it. So I'll have things like a bottle of Lucozade, bottle of Iron Brew, some paracetamol out, sometimes like some Unifem Plus, like strong painkillers that'll proper do the business. I'll have them all ready to go for when I come home. And I'll start that. So Lucozade
treatment.
Lucozade Sport, you know the still orange. Yeah. Have rats, it's no fizzy, so you can drink it before you go to your bed. And then I have water in that.
Didn't he ever invite me back to yours for a party if all you're dishing up is Lucozade and fucking paracetamol?
No, that's just for me, just when I get him. Try not to spew. It doesn't matter, like I have it on and just vomit it straight back up anyway and spend the rest of the morning puking. Sometimes I'll make myself sick just to get over and done.
I can't do that. Can you face that? I just can't make myself sick. You've got to feel better if you do it. I just can't do it.
If I'm at that point where I go, I definitely will feel better after I've done it. Get over and done with. But then what happens just keeps coming. It's fucking unreal. I think I must have ruined something when I was younger, and then it stayed ruined now that I'm old.
Take it. Have you ever had an alcoholic drink that you took too much of when you were younger, and you still can't face now? I was just going to say, is it so uncomfortable?
The rugby club, Portie Rugby Club, we did it one night. We were just tanning fucking loads. I mean, it was snowing. That might have been the Jimmy Sanderson night.
Might have been, aye.
But I was sick as fuck on that with the sort of comfort that even now, thinking about it now, with the smell of it, I get that.
Well, that's what I was going with there. Horrendous. Still can't go near it. 17 or 6. It was actually somebody's birthday party. We were at the Mental Hotel, Mind the Mental Hotel, in the good old days. And then fuck knows how much I drank it. And that was at school the next day. That's how good it was.
Was that where what was the maths teacher name? They used to put her collar up and we would go to put her collars up.
It's Moffat.
It's Moffat. I'm sure.
I'm only here to remind her of these fucking stats that I can never remember.
I remember going and absolutely hanging, and she said, if you didn't want to be here, just go. And went, great. And then fucking went, I was like, I'm away.
No, I hadn't went in, but the fire alarm went that day. So she's all came down the fucking stair, and I was sitting on the bench outside. I was sitting here trying to refresh you.
Hey,
some night. Never drank Sun Comfort since.
Nah, rank. Right, Liam, why is it called a vet's and not a doctor's?
Oh, a doctor's? Because they didn't just treat dogs.
I suppose there is that. What can you apply that to any other animals? A paramedic,
that's
what. Paramedic. You can add. I hit the kid for top and
a nurse.
Can't bear it. What did you say, a nurse?
Nearly a horse, eh? I don't know. Stupid question. I answered that already.
Right, and last question of the evening comes from Alistair Taylor. So do you go for a poo, a shit, a toilet job, or a dump?
Yes.
I do.
All varieties in one sitting, Colin.
Aye. What's your go-to moniker for it?
I just generally say I'm going to the toilet, but if I have to break it down, if I'm on the phone, for example, to my brother-in-law Charlie,
you're having to break it down.
If he's on the phone and I'm trying to get him off the phone, I'll say, Charlie, I'm bursting out of shite. I need to go. Right. So that's what I would say. But I've just given my secret away.
Aye.
So I hope he doesn't listen to it. He's still in a bad mood for Saturday, so he probably don't get this far.
John?
Probably away for a shite. And if I'm in polite company, I'm away for a poo.
Do you know, just say I'm going to the toilet?
I thought I'd just go to the toilet.
I don't know.
It depends who you're with, because if you're with your mates, you tell them what you're doing. Careful what's happening.
You go into detail. You give them the befores and the afters.
Aye. Away for a Basil Boley or a Michael and Goo. So, aye. To be fair, I've used all of them. Jobby's probably one that didn't really say that much.
It needs to make a comeback. It's a really, really good word.
Bring back Jobby.
Bring back Jobby. Can we call that, can we make that the episode title?
Short bangers don't have the episode titles, but...
Do we know? Why not?
Okay, Ken, there's...
Just as once, Matthew, call it Bring Back Jobby.
Bring back Jobby. Nah, we're doing it. Right.
Before you finish,
I'm just going
to remind you of something.
Yes.
Oh, amazing. You know what I mean? Amazing. I'd forgot as well. Amazing. Aye.
Well done.
Oh, memory man.
Just got a tweet for Charlie there. By the way, it's a cheese on toast on his super duper air fryer tonight. That's an exciting bit of news for you.
Cheese on toast in his air fryer?
Well, apparently. That's what he's written down. I don't know whether to believe him or not. I did two croissants in it there this morning. They were fucking amazing.
How long did you put them in?
5 minutes at 150. So crispy on the outside, but I fluff his in on the inside.
Are they pre-prepared frozen ones, or did you get them out of Lidl or something?
Ready-made. You know, they're just out of Tesco. So you just have to warm them up. But anyway, save tea in the oven.
You really have a hard-on for that air fryer, eh? You could have just put them under the grill.
So good,
Have you got an actual oven yet, or is it just the
air fryer? No, no. We've got an oven there. I didn't like using an oven. Now I resent the oven because it's always good.
It's a hassle.
It takes ages to warm up. I think that's warmed up. I could have cooked it in that, and it would have been nicer. So.
Does it just sit there looking at you like the non-favourite child?
Aye,
abandoned, forgotten in the corner.
With its wee fucking clock and its shite fucking dials.
Be you faster, you big dick.
Aye. It's, but I've got a fan. I'm not your fan, you prick. Right, what we're going to say, right, a couple of things. Go on Recast and have a wee look. There's a video there from Tuesday night, where we had Dan Tester, who's a Brighton and Hove Albion fan, likes both clubs. He was in talking about the partnership with Hibs and Brighton. It was dead interesting. So it's on Recast just now, and that will go on podcast and YouTube on Saturday morning, I think 10 o'clock it's scheduled. So if you didn't see it on Recast, you can catch it there. But it's better if you go and watch it on Recast. And while you're there, watch your advert, and you'll get 100 credits, and that'll cover the cost of watching this tonight. So there you go. Also, we are looking for somebody who would like to get a season ticket but is not in a position to be able to get one. So if they're financially unable to get it and they would like to do it, we have somebody's come forward to offer to buy a season ticket for somebody effectively if we can find somebody suitable. So if you're that person or if you know somebody who would be a worthy recipient of a season ticket, drop us a DM on Twitter and we'll see what happens. I don't know whether it'll be our final decision or whether we put it to the donator, but we'll assess the cases and hopefully be able to sort you out with one. Very, very kind offer from somebody anyway. And don't worry about feeling proud about it or anything like that. If you want to go, it's a seat that Hibs can sell. You get to see the games. It makes the atmosphere better, the mere folk that are there. So don't do yourself out of it. Get involved. And the other thing was we're going to do a series of top fives episodes. So things like getting either people of interest, and we've got a few good guests lined up for it, or listeners, know that we didn't find the listeners interested, I'm sure you are as well, to come on and talk through their top five things, like so the top five goals, top five foreign players to play for Hibs, top five games, top five injuries, top five red cards, whatever the fuck you want. John, your eyes lit up at the idea of the top five red cards there.
No, it was the top five injuries. Just because I'd said to you beforehand about putting images on screen, can I not be involved in that one? I can't stand broken legs.
Well, what was the one that was at Man United where Schmeichel threw up? Who was that? The boy's leg was
David
Coventry. Coventry put it. Mind his leg was in about three bits.
Oh, did he?
Aye, grim. So anyway, if you want to tell us your top fives.
If you want to try and make me spew.
Aye, drop us a...
You got a day one. Either you used to go to day one.
Well, what I thought would happen, Colin, right, so you're welcome on it as well, was to discuss it. So say somebody comes in and says, right, what are the top five football songs, for example, and they'd have the list. And then we join in and say, I like that song, I don't like that song, that song's pish, get off my show, and then we'll fucking come back. That's not how it'll go. Anyway, but when we talk about top five foreign players, like you'll think of five foreign players as well, and then there'll be a show about it, but that's the plan. So to fill in the gaps for close season and pre-season when there's fuck all happening with the Hibs, that's what we're going to do. So if you'd like to come on the show, we would love to have you on. Just drop my wee DM and we'll sort it out. And that's it. Thanks very much for listening, Colin. Hope you enjoyed your debut on Short Bangers.
A couple of blanks at a couple of stages, but it was all right.
Good. You did good. And John, thanks for coming on as well. We'll see you next time.
County line, I pledged a part. Well, they trailed me down when I broke free. I drank all the whiskey in Tennessee. I don't